Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert at Discovery Channel. Despite medications, about two-thirds of all patients with Crohn's disease require an intestinal resection, commonly the ileum and often the right colon. Ultimately, Crohn's disease recurs after surgery and often leads to complications that require further bowel resection. Doctors at UPMC are finding that initiation of certain medications after surgery may change the course of postoperative Crohn's, essentially curing their disease. Let's find out how.
The treatment for Crohn's disease involves different categories of medicines. So these range from 5-aminosalicylates or anti-inflammatories to corticosteroids like prednisone to antibiotics to probiotics, all the way up to immunomodulators, and finally the biologic therapies like anti-TNFs. Surgery for Crohn's disease is very common. Nearly two-thirds to three-quarters of patients with Crohn's disease will ultimately develop complications to the point that the medicines don't work or that they've developed enough scar tissue or fistula that require resection. So nearly two-thirds to three-quarters of patients require an intestinal resection with an ileocolonic anastomosis. After a patient with Crohn's disease undergoes a resection and anastomosis, after they've had surgery, the common course after surgery is that there is a recurrence. Interestingly, patients often do not feel that recurrence until there's a complication. One of the things our inflammatory bowel disease group at UPMC has found is that patients will develop ulcers. They'll develop inflammation that we see when we do a colonoscopy, but the patient does not feel. So nearly 90% of Crohn's disease patients after surgery will develop a recurrence, and in that group, nearly half to 70% will ultimately require another surgery. Doctors at the UPMC Inflammatory Bowel Disease Center have found that if we treat Crohn's disease aggressively after surgery, that we can prevent recurrence. Specifically, we embarked on a study where we used an anti-TNF immediately after surgery, and by doing this, we're finding that nearly 90% of the patients are essentially cured. Now, we have to be careful with the word cure, but these are patients who we have not seen recurrence now 5 years later. It is important to diagnose and treat Crohn's disease as soon as possible to prevent future complications. What we're now realizing is that if we see a patient with Crohn's disease, diagnose them early and start them on appropriate treatment, that we may be able to avoid strictures, fistula, other complications that lead to disease recurrence. I think one of the important aspects out of our study at UPMC in the postoperative Crohn's disease model is really understanding post-op Crohn's, not only from a treatment standpoint, but what this means for all of inflammatory bowel disease. Why is that important? It's important because now we can wipe the slate clean. We can resect part of the intestine, do an anastomosis, and for that instance, the person does not have inflammatory bowel disease. By doing that, we can then look forward at what are the genetic factors, what are the environmental factors, what are the bacterial factors, understand the immune system as it recurs with Crohn's disease, and then through our anti-TNF postoperative study, really look at treatment mechanisms that can prevent recurrence. The IBD Center at UPMC is unique in that we take a multidisciplinary approach to our patients, meaning that patients with Crohn's disease who come and see us not only see a gastroenterologist who's expert in IBD, but also meets with a surgeon, a nutritionist, a dietitian. We have psychiatrists. We have small bowel transplant surgeons who are also involved in the care of these patients. So this multidisciplinary approach has really revolutionized the way that we look at IBD at UPMC.
The post-surgical treatment protocol for Crohn's disease developed at UPMC often eliminates the recurrence of the disease and potentially the need for subsequent surgeries, creating a new paradigm for patient care for those suffering from Crohn's disease.